Blog Talk Radio. Blessings, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Color Calendar, brought to you by Aura House School of Color and Light. I'm your host, Elaine Marie, and I will be your guide as we look through life's kaleidoscope to find the most colorful people and the most colorful events in the world. My guest today is Leslie Sloan, a master healer and oracle who uses multidimensional frequencies of color and sound to inspire a loving and higher quality of life. In 2005, Leslie founded Oracle's Color Therapy and created 28 liquid healing colors. She wrote her first book, The Power of Love Through Color, and has developed a beautiful line of Oracle healing cards. At the end of her interview, Leslie will give us a mini reading for the month of October. You'll find a picture of this card on our Color Healing Radio Show page. Before we went on the air, Leslie and I discovered that not only do we share a passion for color, but we both were born in October and had past lives in Atlantis, and so we were feeling very much like kindred spirits. So, welcome to the unofficial October birthday party of two very cool, autumn-loving chicks sitting on opposite coasts of the U.S. and talking about color. Right, Leslie?
Yes. In all our birthday glory.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we have so much to discuss today and, unfortunately, so little time. So, Leslie, let's just jump right into the beginning of your life, or at least for this lifetime. And listeners, we'll get to that later. Leslie, you have a unique gift which has helped thousands of people awaken to their true nature. How soon was it that you began to see color energies around people?
When I was little. Because I see universal matter. So I was always playing with my fairy clan. And so I would see sparkles everywhere, and it's almost like what I call white noise. And I start to, so I see white noise cleared up in iridescent sparkles. And so I'm able to see colors, and I'm able to see the auras and the energies around people. And sometimes I can perceive the colors through their personality. And sometimes I actually see the auras coming over. So this happened when I was little, tiny, probably 3 years old, that I was coherent of anyway. So that was quite a gift, and to know that something was different, I knew, but I didn't know what it was. But I'm able to see interdimensionally. That's what all of the particle, the universal matter, is that I see. It's interdimensional portals. So I live my life interdimensionally, and when I talk to people, I talk to them in different levels, from the lighter level to the deeper level. And I can take them deeply into something, and they certainly, nowadays, they don't know what's hit them.
This sounds so fascinating. So the Oracle cards are multidimensional, and they're used to shift our vibrations so that we can love and trust. And I can see that you have quite the lineup of colors in your healing deck, Leslie. There's black rainbow, luminous black, pink, primary red, coral, orange, burnt orange, bronze, gold, royal yellow, primary yellow, luminous yellow, olive, green, peridot, cerulean, turquoise, aqua, silver, primary blue, luminous blue, indigo, twilight, violet, aubergine, magenta, clear white, light, and rainbow. Whew, okay. I think I just OD'd on color.
You did.
That one sentence. in your experience, is there a common color that most people tend to resist?
Oh, yeah, I can tell you right off the bat, which is why I got three of them in the deck. It's yellow. Yeah, I would say yellow and black, because they appear to be, in what we're taught about, the yellow has to do with the ego, the inner child, but it also is joy and celebration and bubbles and happiness and uniqueness, inner power. It's mental energy, mental harmony. It's amazing, it's amazing. But what happens is when I have yellow classes, it's a very rare thing that a lot of people, like normally I have a lot of people show up into the workshop. They won't. They're afraid, because yellow is also fear, and they don't want their fears to be known. So they avoid it. And what's a void? A void, right? That's black. There's the other one. Because this also has to do with self-acceptance. It is the ego structure becoming annihilated. And the ego doesn't like that, so people will avoid it.
Yeah. I know you work with Archangel Metatron. What has he taught you about color?
Metatron, he was my teacher as Jehuti in Atlantis. So they are the same. And he taught me how to summon the color, how to work with, in Atlantis, for instance, how to work with the crystals, bring the color through the crystals, and then it would explode from the center of this circle of crystals that I had. It would explode out into the learned soul who wished to work in that consciousness. He taught me how to do this. He taught me how to bring this energy through the colors within the universe, within the multi-universe, within space-time, within the cosmic realm, to harness those, the language of this, this energy that we're in, of God, Goddess, all that is, and channel it through whatever stones, whatever energies, and expand them out into the universe, which is exactly what's happening now. But it's in a different format. This is going out to all the learned souls, all those who wish to remember who they are, to come back to a place of love and their own uniqueness through the consciousness of all that is, because it's the iridescent self emerging. And it's a state of love. And so this is, I think, the greatest and the deepest thing that I've been taught that is emerging now through this format, which look like cards, but they're actually portals of a language of the soul that take you deeply into your own interdimensional being and allow you to get to the truth, allow you to become awakened through realization. And when you realize in that moment, you heal. Whatever it is, you heal it. And that's the key.
Mm. Well, speaking of love, we sure do love our pets, don't we? And I was really surprised to find that the oracle cards can also be used for animals. So how does this work? Are the cards actually placed on the animal? Because, I love my cats, but I can't really see them holding still for too long. So tell us about this.
Okay, so what happens is in fact, I wrote about this in the book. There's a section that talks about all these emotional things and all these physical ailments that could happen to our beloved animals, whether they're horses, llamas, or ferrets, and cats and dogs. And I have, half Chow, half Golden. She's in all of their workshops, and everybody watches this. I have certain oracles that are present. That are leaning up against my drape table, and they're big. These are 8.5 by 11 size, and she will roll into them. Well, what I've suggested to people, sometimes my clients call me and they say, I'm leaving, or my boyfriend and I, or my husband and I are splitting up, and now the cats or the dogs are having anxiety attacks, all these things, separation anxiety. And so I'll have them, with their crates, they will take the oracles and put the mandala down, which looks like the eye, which is the eyes of the windows of the soul. And it comforts them, so they can set up a grid with yellows and golds and greens and blues and oranges, And they will understand this as a container. They will feel the transmission of life coming into their bodies. And I've had many, many people already tell me that overnight the personalities of their pets have changed. When I had talked to an animal communicator about my Athena, she said she's showing me blue, a light blue. And I said, well, that's probably the luminous blue. And she says she's showing me the blue, and she's telling me that it's helping the inflammation in her back. Now, this gal didn't know what I did. She had no idea. I just got another email from a gal who has a cockatoo, and I'm going to post this. It's a big cockatoo, and the cockatoo was throwing up massively, and so she took her to the doctor, and the doctor said it was a liver disease, that they would have to do surgery. And so she sent me some pictures of her holding the luminous yellow one, which happens to be about the animal kingdom. And she pulled that one as well as clear white light to pull the pain out of the cockatoo's body. Her name's Crystal. And she said 3 days later she went back to the doctor, and they canceled surgery right then and there. He says her levels have completely changed. They did more tests. And this gal told me that she had placed the oracles around her and set up a grid. So this is, we can even hold the oracles above them. And when I do that with Athena, she feels that her legs start to twitch, her back starts to twitch, and she'll lift her head up because she knows something's going on. I can feel it because they feel like lasers. So for any healers out there, anyway, you can let them, of course, your animals, they won't be able to choose it, but that's why I wrote down the different issues. But for, like, humans, when they choose them, and then you hold these oracles of their choice over their body in certain areas where they're going to guide you, you better feel the lasers coming through because the guides are coming through working on them in the third dimension. And it's a trip. And it's love. The love translates. And it's just amazing to feel it and to see it. It's amazing.
Well, don't be surprised if you get a lot of phone calls from veterinarians. It sounds fabulous. You mentioned the clear white light card, and on August 30th, the world lost a wonderful spiritual luminary, and I'm talking about Dr. Wayne Dyer. So many of us were touched by his transition, and I personally watched the Hay House live streaming celebration of his life, and it was just such a beautiful tribute. And I know that on your Facebook page, you posted a picture of the clear white light card in his memory. Why did you choose that particular oracle card?
That came in so quickly because he went back home. You know, he's here with us still, but he is luminous. This is, you know, you have the Vitruvian figure that Leonardo da Vinci did. It's very similar to that. But then he's in his Merkabah. He's got light shooting out everywhere from his being. This is infinite light coming out because that's what we are. And, you know, thinking about Dr. Wayne Dyer, he's a very magical being that came, and he's angelic. He's an angelic being that came in to help humanity through his experiences and his life lessons, and he really brought so much light into the world. He lit up the world globally. He lit up people's hearts, and so I wanted to bring something. And it was a no brainer. That was the first thing that came up, and I thought, gosh, this is him. This is us, and he's showing us. And he rose in that fashion with this luminosity around him, and it was just a beautiful way for me to say thank you for being such a light for all of us, and a teacher, and have mastered this yourself. And now, of course, he's working on the other side, which is, you know, he's freed out of his body. And I thought, this is a beautiful way to send him back up, is to just show the luminosity of not only who he is, but all of us. We are all the same. We're all the same. And we are iridescent within that white light. And so expansive, just infinite. That's who we are. And so what a better way to show that than to say, wow, wow, he's risen. He's done an amazingly, I mean, there are no words for what he did here. There are no words. But he lit up the world. And so why not send him out with the ultimate? Because that's what he is. And he's showing us who we are. He's a reflection. We are all a reflection of each other. And he's a mirror to our souls, and we're a mirror to his. And everybody who came together and said, God, what a magical man he was. What an incredibly compassionate and gifted man he was, and he still is. Mm-hmm. And so that's why that came through, because that is our luminosity. And when you look at it, you feel good. I got more comments and hits on that than anything. Mm. Because it's the truth. And when you look at that light, you recognize it. Whenever you look at the oracles you choose them, you recognize everything inside, but you don't know from what dimensional portal. You just know you recognize, you feel it in your heart. So I sent that to him from me and from everybody else who sees him as that infinite light. Mm. It was grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, that is so beautiful. You have said that living life as iridescent beings will not only bring healing to ourselves, but to our entire planet. Leslie, what is the one color that you believe that everyone needs, regardless of their personal journey?
Pink. Pink is unconditional love. It's self-love. It's discovering self-love. It is kindness, compassion. It's part of the Christ of consciousness. It is intuition. It connects you into the music of the spheres, which is the angelic realm, in which they whisper messages to us. And so this is the golden thread that I find weaved through humanity. Is had we all been completely celebrated and loved unconditionally, we wouldn't have a completely different world. And we would feel completely different about ourselves. We wouldn't have self-esteem or issues or lack of self-confidence, self-worth. The value of who we are would be different. We would feel differently. We wouldn't judge. So the pink, and this has dawned on me so many times, I always thought to myself, what is that one color? It's the pink. It's soft. It's loving. It's nurturing. It's mothering. It's feminine. And it's strength as well, because it can also bring in vulnerability. And it's a beautiful container to allow us to bloom into our infinite potential. It allows us through the pink vibration. That's part of trust. Trust, the vibration of trust is pink and gold. And so part of this vibration is the fact that if you're standing in love, if you love yourself and you're in a knowing and a connection and a deep feeling of that love, there's nothing that you can't do in this world. And if anyone was to come up and say anything to you that was derogatory or judgmental, you wouldn't have a reaction to it because you have no connection to it other than the connection you have with yourself through love. And so that, I think, is the greatest challenge, is getting back to that place. So I do post a lot of pink. I have a pink one posted on Facebook right now. The pink one is the oracle. She's the mother angel. You know, the truly empowered feminine, and I don't want to say just woman, a feminine, so the masculine-feminine balance, so a truly empowered feminine side is an oracle. They're tuned into their intuitive abilities and can hear the music of the spheres and will listen and move forward accordingly and treat others with kindness and tenderness and respect.
On Sunday, October 4th, you are going to be leading a Level 1 workshop on Skype. So that's a great opportunity for those of us who wish to learn more about the Oracle cards but are unable to travel to California to meet you. So what can we expect from your workshop, Leslie?
Oh, so much fun, and it's really, really deep. What I do is I go through, and it's about 3.5 hours, I go through what the oracles are, why they've come here, and what do they mean for you? And so when you have a foundational understanding of what they truly are, because they are not tarot, they're not angel, they're not guidance cards, they are way beyond different than that. They can't even be thought of as that. These are living energies, and so when you understand how to interact with them, and I also do, like when I have big classes, I do one card readings for each person, so you all have to have your oracles with you, whether you're here with me or on Skype, because then you get to choose a language of your soul, and I can tell you what it is. So you get a deeper understanding of that, and then once you do that, then you know how to work with them, how you can sleep with them, you can do all kinds of things with them, and bring your energy, bring your consciousness, your awareness, your very life force into a new level of awareness and expansion and healing, connection to your wholeness. So when you get to the truth through the oracles, and you understand how to work with them. Now the directions are in the guidebook, but when I do a live class, it's a completely different thing because I'm going to take you deeper. When you understand how to walk, you walk better. When you understand how to run, you run better. When you understand how to speak any language, you do that better. And so this is the language of the soul. So I teach you more deeply how to work with the language of your soul, and to break any of the traditional rules of the tarot or the guidance of the angel cards. So that way I'm pulling you out of the box, and I'm bringing you now into an expanded state of awareness of your multidimensional self, and you feel it. You'll experience it right then and there in real time. And it's amazing. And it's so funny because sometimes I have people that are like, I got to go home and take a nap. This is so deep, and it's profound, and it's really fun. And I said, yeah, to learn about yourself, who wouldn't want to do that? And so I take you deeply into understanding your soul.
Wow. Well, it sounds amazing. And I know you have an amazing unofficial birthday gift for me. Actually, it really isn't just for me. It's for all of our listeners. And as we close the show today, you have selected an oracle card to give as an important message. Would you share that message with us now?
Yes, I will. So, I talk to my guys to see what is it that they want me to, you know, bring out and convey as a message. And I do this on Facebook too, and on my videos. And so I pulled out Peridot 2, and this is entitled Relationships. And you see this? It's a beautiful setting. With a couple over, they're standing they're on a mountain, but the ocean is below, and their backs are to each other. And she's got a beautiful pink dress on. He's got, you know, some jeans and a white shirt. But there's a light in between them, and both of them are reaching their hands back, but they haven't touched each other yet. They're not quite sure they want to do it. There are a couple of deers there, which talk about sacredness and love and purity. But they're standing on this burnt orange rock because both of them have been burnt in love, and they're not sure that they want to do this again. But over the guy is a tree that's completely filled with hummingbirds, because hummingbirds are about joy. They're about love, and they're trying to push him into her so he holds her hand. And so this is it's called relationship. So this is all about for any of us who, and this is pretty much everybody who's experienced traumatic relationships and have been burnt, this is really about the color Peridot is about healing the wounds of the ego. And I actually did a video about this, because the first heartbreak we ever have is generally from our parents or somewhere in the core family. And they're not aware of it. They don't know, because there's no formal guide for this to say this is how you celebrate your children when they come in. This is how you uphold them, and you give them uplifting words, and you honor them. But most of us have never had that, so that's the first heartbreak. That's the first wound to our inner child. And so what this does is it helps you to heal the wound within that relationship, so that you are ready to move on and open up a new chapter of relationships in your life. And so this is all, it inspires the warmth of the heart, openness, and love. And it awakens and purifies negative emotions that are blocked in the heart. And it works with anxieties. Again, we're looking at judgment. That's a big one, judgment about ourselves, that we were maybe criticized in a relationship or we didn't feel good about ourselves. So this is now about healing that part of ourselves through the vibration of the heart and of the connection of yellow, because in tarot you have yellow and green, and the yellow is also in green, so you have two yellows to a blue, because it takes blue and yellow to make green. And so this is all about being in spiritual alignment, in joy. What brings you joy? Be in relationships with people who make you happy. You can, of course, we have to, you know, find the joy in ourselves. But when someone comes in and they criticize over and over and over, that's a mirror to us saying, wait a minute, are you going to stay here or are you going to move on? Are you going to heal this by aligning with your blueprint and letting go? That's the yellow. Let go of something that is not in your blueprint. If it's not in spiritual alignment with you and your light and your beautiful energy, let it go. And so this is all part of the paradox, is let go of that which is not loving. And whether it's coming from you or someone else, be very aware of it. So this will help you. And for anybody out there who's listening, who has the oracles, you can use the paradox too, to help you through that process. And if you want to expand the relationship, then you can use Peridot 1. And it's just, they're stunning. So that would be the message of the heart, and to be in alignment with your true nature, and to make decisions with that, and to freely speak what you need to, because the truth always sets you free, and the truth is green.
What's happening on the color calendar for October 2015. The East and West Bookshop is hosting an Understanding Color Therapy workshop on Friday, October 2nd in Mountain View, California. A Color Mirrors workshop called Finding Clarity Through Color, Self-Empowerment for Women is scheduled for Saturday, October 3rd in Upton Magna, England. On Sunday, October 4th, Leslie Sloan will lead her Level 1 Oracle Healing Cards course on Skype. Mark Wentworth will teach a Color for Life workshop from Tuesday, October 6th through Thursday, October 8th in Beirut, Lebanon. A Color Therapy and Dream Interpretation class will be held on Wednesday, October 7th in Langton, England. From Friday, October 9th through Sunday, October 11th, a chakra, color, and crystal energy healing workshop will be presented in Dharamsala, India. Chantal Dorsey will be teaching a Color and Light on the Pathways Level 1 course on Saturday, October 10th through Wednesday, October 14th in Athens, Greece. A Color Therapy Level 3 practitioner course begins on Sunday, October 11th in Liverpool, England. Also scheduled for Sunday, October 11th, is a YogArt Color Therapy Yoga class offered in Orlando, Florida. Valerie Logan Clark is presenting her Color Therapy Level 1 workshop on Saturday, October 17th in Bognor Regis, England. A Celebration of Color Mosaic workshop takes place from Saturday, October 17th through Saturday, October 24th in Provence, France. Ladies Who Lunch UK are hosting a color therapy breakfast on Sunday, October 18th in London, England. On Monday, October 19th, a coloring therapy workshop will be held in New London, Connecticut. A Spirali Color Therapy Level 1 course will be held from Friday, October 23rd through Sunday, October 25th in Melbourne, Australia. Libby Baker is hosting a Self-Realization Journey Color Therapy Workshop on Sunday, October 25th in Carmel, Washington. And on Saturday, October 31st, Amanda Ellis will lead a color therapy with the Metatron Color Rays Workshop in Bournemouth, England. And that's what's happening on the color calendar for October. If you would like to contact the organizers of the events mentioned on the show today, or if you have a colorful event that you would like to submit for the color calendar, please email your request to aurahouse@yahoo.com. Many thanks and many blessings to Leslie Sloan for joining us today. To learn more about her work, please visit oraclehealingcards.com, and Oracle spelled A-U-R-A-C-L-E. If you'd like to know more about me, Elaine Marie, please visit my Aura House School of Color and Light website at colortherapyschool.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out our new Color on Call color therapy consultation and education program now offered on Skype. Join the Aura House mailing list to receive a free gift, My Rainbow Wishes Teleseminar MP3, to learn how to use color for manifesting. Until next time, no matter how you feel or where on the planet you live, don't forget to stop and enjoy the pretty colors. Namaste.